Good morning. Oh, it's so fun to see the row so full, because I have our story today. Remember, it's a two-parter. Last week, we learned about little Kandima that lived in Borneo, which is now Malaysia. And do you remember what happened to her? Do you remember, Belinda, what happened to her? Did she fall in the jungle and she got a big thorn in her eye? And that eye got all bad and the other eye started to get infected. And so the missionary Tuan came and he first tried to get her parents to let her go to see the doctors. But mommy was scared because she'd heard that the people at the hospital would do bad things to children. And so then finally we got to the point where mommy and daddy both agreed, because Kandima's eye was getting worse and worse, that she could go. So here's a picture of Kandima walking through the jungle with Tuan to go down to the city where he lived. But where he lived on Borneo, they didn't have a hospital, a good hospital like they did on the island of Singapore. So Kandima had to go to Tuan's house, and then from there she was going to go with Tuan's brother Guru and go across the ocean on a boat, because this was before it was as common to take airplanes and stuff. People took a lot more boats back then. And so Kandima and Tuan, they hiked all through the jungle, and they found some fresh durian to eat. Has anyone here ever had durian before? Durian is something that, it's like cilantro. You have to either have the gene to love it. My son Benjamin has the gene to love it. Most of the rest of the world, it smells really, really bad. And so in Southeast Asia, on buses, it is banned. You cannot take durians on to buses. But inside, people that really like it, it's sweet. It's almost like a custard inside, and people thought it's delicious. They found some fresh durian and they ate it. And she lived in Durian Village. They grew some durians there. So they got down and they got to the place where the jungle ended and a road started. And Kandima heard something and she looked up and she saw something, and she didn't know what it was, and it terrified her because it was making these rumbling noises. What do you think it might be? A motorcycle. It's bigger than a motorcycle. It was a bus. But Kandima, living out in the jungle, she had never seen any motorized vehicle in her life. And so when she saw that thing and she saw it move and she heard that noise, she let go of Tuan's hand and she was running as fast as her little legs could carry her. She was going to go back to her jungle home. But Tuan caught her hand. He said, no, Kandima, it's okay. That's a bus. And that bus, we're going to get on it, and we are going to go down to my house and stay there for a few days until you go over to the hospital. So Kandima thought, well, Tuan's not scared of it, and he's here with me. And so she went with him, and they got on the bus, and they went down to his house. And she called that place the House of Children, because Tuan had three children, and there were some other people that had children, so there was lots of children to play with. And there was also the man and the woman that were Tuan and Mrs. Tuan's helpers. And they were actually from the same jungle area that Kandima was. So they spoke the same language that she did. And so Tuan had Kandima stay with them and sleep in their apartment so that they could communicate. And when she was there, you remember last week, if you were here, Tuan had told her about a little girl that had gotten hurt named Ellen, and that Ellen, when she was sad and lonely, that she would talk to her friend Jesus. And so Kandima was learning to talk to Jesus and help her to not be so scared. And so she saw her friends, her new friends, they kneeled down. There's like a bench like that, and they kneeled down and they talked to their friend Jesus. So she started learning more and more about Jesus. Well, the time came for her to go to the hospital to go get her eyes taken care of. And so when it was time to pack, one of Tawan's little girls came and said, I have something for you. And she brought her a pretty dress that she could wear on the boat and some pretty little pajamas that were pink and had little rosebuds on them. They were so pretty. It was the most beautiful thing Kandima had ever seen. And so she was so happy to have those things, but she was scared to wear them because, you know, she'd never worn anything so pretty. The time came that Guru and Kandima got on the boat. Now, has anyone ever been on a bigger boat and gotten your tummy doesn't feel so good? That happened to Kandima. She got seasick on that boat because the boat, you're on the boat, and the boat's going back and forth. But after a while, she got her sea legs. And they got finally to Singapore, and she got to the hospital, and the doctor did a surgery, and he had to take out the bad eye because the bad eye couldn't be fixed. But by doing that, and that helped, the other eye was going blind too because the eye went into what we call sympathy for the hurt eye. So she got that all fixed, and after the surgery, the doctor had her come, and so she put on her pretty pajamas, and she went to see the doctor. And you know what he had? He had a little tray, and there was a bunch of things that looked like marbles on that tray. And so he went and he looked. He'd hold one up to her other eye, and he'd put it down, and he'd hold another one up until he said, ah, nurse, this one is perfect. And so then he lifted up the eyelid of the bad eye, and he put that marble in there because you know what that marble was? Has a glass eye. And so it made her not look as different than everyone else because even though the one eye was bad and the doctor had to take it out because of the infection, she got another eye. So she looked in the mirror and she couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe how pretty she looked again because remember, everybody was scared to look at her because it just was so bad. And so Kandima, she said a prayer. She said a thank you to Jesus for helping her to get all better and to be able, that even though she couldn't see out of that eye, it wasn't so terrible and ugly anymore. And while she was there too, people kept bringing her presents. They brought her a little tea set, and they brought her a beautiful little baby doll that she decided to name Ellen. She named the baby Ellen after the girl that she had heard about that had had Jesus as her friend. And you know what? I don't know when I'm going to tell the story next, but I decided the story needed to have at least three parts now. So the next time I tell the story, we'll find out some more about what's going to happen to Kandima because she's been away from home and she's going to go back home. What's going to happen? All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.